With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, sugar lumps.
How's it going?
It's going well. How about you? How's your weekend?
Whoo, child. My weekend was long as hell.
Same.
Long, okay? The conference that we told you we were shopping for.
The regional conference.
The regional conference that we told you all that we were shopping for last week happened. That transpired and shit. That was another gig. We were working.
Yeah, really not a stopwatch. Fully tapped in.
So that was good. That was a good experience hanging out with the sorors. And then we had Sean's birthday brunch.
Yay!
That was on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
And then, back to the white man gig.
Yeah, that also never stops.
Back to that white man gig. So
it's okay.
That was my weekend. To sum it all up, it was eventful.
Yeah, from Friday to fucking Sunday. Busy.
Really Thursday, because I went to the public meeting.
Okay, yeah, you already started.
And our soror, Kamala, she spoke.
Good.
So, you know, that was good to see her.
Yeah, the sorors really rallied behind the girl.
Girl, the sorors were screaming for her as if she had won that night. I'm like, okay, I see who the sorors are voting for.
Yeah.
Based on the way they jumping up and down.
We help each other.
For we know there's no other.
You have our vote, Kamala.
So, yeah, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Okay, so, you know, this has been a tea-filled week. It's been a tea-filled week. First of all, I don't think that Razby is mentally stable enough to be.
He can't be. He can't
be. He's not. Okay, first it started off with him saying that he didn't feel safe because he thought Chris Stokes was around. That's not funny. I was like, okay, that's
make
valid.
Some changes, yeah.
That's valid. If you don't feel safe, cool. But then he came back around and said he's not leaving the tour. A couple of days ago, he's dropping his mic and running off stage. I'm like, okay, Razby.
I think he was pissed because his mic wasn't
working.
His headset wasn't working. Then he went and grabbed a handheld mic and that's not working. Like, bro, do you really think the handheld mics are just on waiting for you to grab it if you're using a headset? No.
Furthermore, that just did not warrant you dropping your
I would have been tapping the mic like, get me on too.
Right, adjust me. Sound guy, adjust me. But I would not throw down my mic, run off the stage and have a little tantrum like Razby.
I hate the post. They'd be like, oh, Omarion, you better come get me. Like, what?
Did you see J Boog was making fun of him?
No.
He was like, you guys, I'm leaving the Millennium Tour. You know how Razby talks? He was like, I'm leaving the Millennium Tour. You guys have to figure it out without me.
Bye, nigga.
I'm like, you know, I just don't think he was mentally stable enough for the tour. I get it. He said,
I'm on the tour of my dreams.
He probably needed the check, but he didn't get himself checked.
It's a mess. I mean, and mental health is not funny. You guys know we're advocates of mental wellness. We're not saying that. We're just saying that something's wrong with this brother.
Something's not right.
It's not going all the way up.
This might not have been the best move for Razby at this point. I don't know.
There's too much. He's dealing with a lot. He's battling.
He is. So hopefully, you know, he could get through this tour successfully.
We'll be there on April 11th. So
we will be. So
you better show up and show out for my sake. Okay. Have your ass on stage, ready to go. Full performance. Don't need an outburst.
We'll be sending you extra prayers up, Razby, for April 11th. Please. Hoping that you're able to just, you know, withstand.
That's it.
Everything that you need to get on that stage and give it all you got. Like Germany said, this is a scream tour. Girl, we were driving. She was like, we got the scream tour. I'm like, the huh?
You know, I really took it back. I'm like, okay, flashback. Yeah. I'm like, girl, you know the tour we're going on to see the boys.
The Millennium Tour.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Prayers that, up. That prayers brother. For everybody involved.
Another brother in music. Now this one. So y'all know we talk about the cancel culture all the time. I was scrolling on Twitter on, what was it, Wednesday morning, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I see Daniel Caesar is canceled. I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. Why is Daniel Caesar?
Because we love the Freudian. So it's like, wait.
I'm like, you know, why is he being canceled? Because you know what? I'm going to just be honest. I make my own decisions on who I'm canceling or not. I'm like, let's see. There's a certain criteria you got to meet, period. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what did this brother do? I'm shaking because I'm like, I'm not ready to give up the Freudian. I'm just not.
Not ready to delete
I'm not ready. So the video is circulating and basically, he was drunk and went on Instagram Live. And, you know, we don't get many words from Daniel Caesar. Mm-hmm. It's like a listen to the music and go.
Go, yeah.
So he was rambling off at the mouth on this live, though. So he expressed that he was drunk. And he was like, you know, why do black people? Immediately, I'm like, okay.
You're one of us. He turned on his jigaboo.
He did.
Once you say, why do black people? Unless after is I love us for real.
Right.
Then I don't want to hear it.
But it was not the I love y'all for real. I love us for real. It was like he wasn't black.
Yeah. Or the I happen to be black vibe.
Coupled with the way he was speaking. I'm like, okay, this nigga's in the sunken place. place.
Yeah.
So he was like, why do black people...
why do you always do that same
that's
voice?
How he sounded. He was like, why do black people have a problem with whites? Like, why don't you guys like white people?
You guys.
Right. He was like, I don't want to be one of the black people who like are so sensitive that they can't take a joke.
Yeah, I heard that part.
I'm like, Daniel. Because he was talking about Yes Jules and everybody dragging her, which rightfully so, she deserved to be dragged. He was like, we need to bridge the gap. Funny thing, somebody on Twitter said, now, nigga, I know you ain't talking about bridging the gap when you can't bridge your own gap. Laughing. I was laughing. I'm like, yes. But anyway, he was like, we need to be less sensitive. And, you know, he's not apologizing because he apologized before. And this is how he really feels. Although he did come back around and apologize for his delivery and for saying, you people, black people, you guys. He said that he didn't mean to take that approach, basically. I'm like, you know what, Daniel? Just shut up.
Please, just let us listen to the music and don't. Well, that's why we don't need everybody's commentary on everything, because it just ruins it. It ruins it for everyone.
It does. It's like, ruins you know it. What? But I'm still listening to Fruitian.
Fruitian.
I'm listening in
Freudian.
Freudian. He was like, if you guys want to cancel me,
okay,
go ahead. Cancel me. Make me broke. Make me feel it. Cancel me if you want to cancel me. I'm like, okay, nigga, because people really will cancel you. Keep playing if you want to.
Yeah, we'll send your ass back wherever
right,
you are.
Right, if we want to do the social experiment.
Right.
But he was like, you know, cancel me.
Okay, Daniel, don't do that. don't offer yourself as tribute, nigga. Just go peacefully, okay?
Yeah.
I offer myself as tribute. We don't need that vibe, okay? Just go. Get out of here.
Just get off live. His friends were like, he's saying this from a place of love.
Shut up. Anyway, what else is next?
What else happened?
Something about our little sister.
our little sister, Lil Uzi, has not been feeling too well lately.
No, prayers for Uzi.
He posted something saying he just doesn't want to be here anymore. He doesn't want to live anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, this is when we got to step in.
Step in,
what's going
okay?
on with my sister?
Knock on the door. Like, what's good? That's what I wanted to ask.
I was ready to DM DJ Drama. Like, so what's going on? What is going on to where you're making my brother feel like this?
Yeah.
Obviously, we know that not DJ Drama. Lil Uzi has been wanting to drop The Eternal A Take.
Yeah.
For a while now. But he can't because...
he must be in some shitty ass deal where they're controlling the narrative.
But Jay-Z has come to save the day. So.
You know the business. Jay's been pulling up. Jay's been really exercising his power.
He's really had on his cape lately.
Power, okay? He's flexing the muscle.
He is.
He's not just using all his wealth and power for himself. He's really sharing it, distributing, saying, I got you. Let me come in and take look after you.
That's probably a part of the deal Beyonce made with him. Like, okay, you know what, nigga, I'm going to stay. I'm going
to
go ahead and stay. But I need you to reach back to our people. I can't do it alone.
Yeah, touch. But they do a lot of philanthropic and social, like, justice work. Shit that be behind the community, you know, behind the scenes that we don't even know about. Donating and doing all type of shit. So I'm glad he stepped in and reached out and got my sister.
Yeah, so apparently Lil Uzi is now under Roc Nation for management. And yeah. They're infamous for getting people out of these shitty ass deals. So
I'm
we're
so
hoping
happy.
That
the Eternal Take drops and our sister is pleased and happy. Black girl magic.
Yes.
Okay. We need her happy.
Period. We're rooting for you, sis.
God.
So
hate to see ooh,
hate to see
me.
A bad bitch down.
Okay. Rise up.
That's
phenomenal
what we hate
woman.
To see. Phenomenal woman.
Seriously.
That is me.
Yes.
That is he. So yeah, that's
you're so silly.
That's the tea. That's the tea this week.
And speaking of phenomenal women, you girls are phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And we want you to keep being phenomenal. The way you do that and show us that we're phenomenal is by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to this podcast. So every week we're going to say it. Every week we've been saying
without
it. We're 90,
fail.
We're 90 episodes in, okay?
9-0, baby.
9.
Blue face, baby.
Yes. We're 90 episodes in, and we're keeping that same energy, okay? This narrative will remain the same.
Or we could stop it right here. We can get to the Lil Uzi vibe we'll see on our story. I don't want to be here anymore.
No.
Just kidding.
Stop.
I'm talking about with the podcast.
Just stop. Okay. Anyway, you guys, we just want to make sure that you are contributing to this ecosystem. Don't come here and just take.
Mm-mm.
Y'all know we don't like that. Don't come and just take. You got to leave some. It's take a penny, leave a penny vibe, period. So make sure you leave a rating, leave a review. Share it with your homegirls, post it in your stories, and just let us know that you fucking with it. That's all. That's the only way we know.
Yeah, so a couple people let us know this week.
Okay.
So we're going to share one from one of our sorors. Now, let's just say this.
Disclaim it. Put it out there.
If you're in the name of Ethel. If you're a soror, specifically a soror in Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Okay. The first. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding, y'all.
I'm done.
I'm just kidding.
It should be automatic, systematic.
Come on.
Just like you pay those dues, and even if you don't, just like you throw that pinky up and you do that ski to that we.
Okay. Same way you hit the Ivy hands, Ivy stance. We need you.
We need you because guess what? The Deltas have come over and they've started leaving reviews. So.
Hey, girls.
We want them from everybody, but it ain't no way you going to let a Delta leave a review and you haven't. I mean, that speaks volumes.
Okay. Tap in.
Okay, so let's read one from our very own. This comes from Sora Takara. Sora Takara says, hey, y'all. Love y'all and your show. Keep empowering Black women. So many of us don't get it in our everyday lives. Our mothers didn't empower us because their mothers didn't empower them. We struggle to empower ourselves and one another. Your reach is expanding and your voice is making an impact. Keep growing and glowing. Highly recommend it, ladies.
Skewy.
Thank you, Sora. We appreciate you for leaving that lovely review. So, yeah, we're expecting the rest of you all to do the same. And this goes for the people that aren't sorors either. If you're our sister, then the same rules apply.
Yeah.
Leave your review.
We want it from everybody.
Your rating.
Make sure.
We're 60 away from 600. So
wow.
Help us.
Ain't it a blessing?
We made it to 540 after all that stressing.
Seriously.
After the episodes and all the topics and all the nice people's drag trying to figure it the fuck out to help please these girls.
Okay,
please.
First day out vibes.
Yeah, please.
So make sure you also head on over to the blackgirlbravado.com. Our monthly newsletter is getting ready to drop.
Oh, yeah.
So anticipate that. When you get to the site, just enter your email so that you're subscribed to our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And you'll get some tea. We like to send out some quality information once a month. Just some shit to propel you through the day and the month. Shit. Yes. Okay. So just log in to tap in to what we're doing. Yeah. We just want to keep you girls inspired.
Also, we have our Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. And mm-hmm. So in that group, we have conversations like these. We extend the conversation that we have here. We talk about all kinds of things, share resources, articles, kiki, haha.
Yeah.
A little bit of this, and a little bit of that. So make sure you're over there. If you're on Facebook, mommy, you're in that group.
Yeah. Also, just a quick heads up, girls, FYI, keeping you in the loop. We have decided to dial back on the lives tier, but instead of weekly, we'll now be doing live monthly. So every first Wednesday of the month, we'll go live. So we want you girls there. We still want to see your beautiful faces and hear your voices and chat with you,
yes.
Feel your presence. But just for a while, we're going to be doing it once a month. So make sure you're in the live on April, 3rd. That'll be the next live.
6:30 p.m. PST.
Blue face, baby.
See you there.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so last month.
No. I mean last week.
I'm talking about last month.
See? Last week. Last week was episode 89, entitled, Thank You, Next. How important is closure? So in that episode, we had a discussion about the importance of closure. We chatted about how to give someone else closure and how to give yourself closure in the event you don't receive it from your former partner. So hopefully that was an on-time message. And it resonated with you. It met you where you were or are. And hopefully you can pull from it in the event that in the future.
You ever land there, right?
You can dial back and say, hey, my girls were talking about this. So yeah, if you haven't listened already, make sure you check it out.
Yeah, the girls were feeling it. We were basically saying, you know, sometimes you don't get the closure you feel like you need. Mm-hmm. And you have to give yourself the closure so that you can move on and be productive. So
yeah.
Check it out if you haven't already. It's there for you.
Take your time. Yeah. We're here for you.
So this week, sticking to the relationship topic, you know, because that's what y'all all be sliding in our, most of the time, y'all slide in our DMs about relationships and things. Whether it's platonic or romantic, it's about a relationship. So
yeah,
sticking to the relationships today, we thought it would be a good idea to talk about The idea of settling versus compromising.
Come on, talk about it.
Very easy to get the two confused, but I mean, we're here to let you know. There's a very, very, very major difference between the two, and we don't want you to get the short end of the goddamn stick.
Yeah, no.
So.
Yeah, you don't want you to get fucked from the front and the back.
Side, side. So, should we just dive in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, what does compromise look like? First of all, let's just give the basic dictionary definition of compromise. Compromise is an agreement or settlement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concessions.
Mm.
So if you're compromising with someone, you guys are working together to figure out a middle ground.
Yes.
Meeting in the middle. It's not one person making a decision. It's both of you all trying to figure out how we can get to the middle ground. We can't do exactly what I want, can't do exactly what you want, but what can we do so where we're both at least content?
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yes, it is.
That's a biggie.
So when we're talking about the difference between compromise and settling, a lot of the time when you're making a compromise, it's having to deal with your wants,
mm-hmm.
something that you want. And when you're settling, it's having to do with your needs.
Yeah.
Can you think of a time?
Ooh, child.
Can you think of a time when you've compromised or settled? Let's talk about both. Let's talk about how compromise looks to you and how settling looks.
Okay, so for instance, compromise is like little things. Like I might want to go on a trip to Miami or fucking live or... You know, like,
okay, like so we might be out in a city, a new city, and we're like, okay, we want to go out. And you're like, I want to go to Live. And I'm like, okay, I want to go to Poetry. I think that's the name of a club out there.
Okay. And the compromise is like, do I really want to go there? No. Do you really want to go there? Yes. So I might give in to the fact that I can't go to the club that I want to appease you and go to the club that you want. But nigga, if it came down to like, I don't want to travel at all and you do, different. Like if I need to feel fulfilled by traveling,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, yeah, I don't like to travel. I don't even own a passport.
That's
it's not a vibe.
Settle.
Then that's a settle because I know that I will be laying on a sword by not doing it. You know, does that make sense?
Very much.
Unless so. You want to talk about it. You want me to give it a little nit grit.
You don't have to if you don't want to. But I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, that's basically what it is. It's like versus when we're out, when we get to the traveling. So we agree to travel and we get there and it's like, okay, I want to eat here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat there. And it's like, okay, well, let's just go here. And then tomorrow we can go there.
Yeah.
The place that you want to go. And today we can go to the place that I want to go. And then settling is just not going at all. We ain't eating out.
Yeah, yeah.
We got
a big one for me
kitchen.
In relationships that I've usually felt like, is like, compromise is like, I know you don't ideally want to hang out necessarily with my friend group, but, or like maybe with friends all the time. And that fulfills me. I like it. My friends are like my family. Compromise is like, all right, I'll go every now and again. That works for me.
Mm-hmm.
The settle is like, I don't want to go at all. Just go without me.
Yeah.
Then you never had nobody to pull up to the functions with because your sig other doesn't want to do that.
Right. So you never have the plus one.
Never have the plus one because they just don't want to go at all.
I feel you. Yeah, that's definitely a settle. If your heart wants to be with your significant other and your friends in certain settings, and again, not all the time, but occasionally.
Yeah.
Not always the rolling solo dolo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've definitely compromised and settled. I have.
Of course. I think everybody has, and that's the honest truth of this podcast. That's the bit of transparency and vulnerability that we try to offer you girls because we're here with you and we're here for you. We're all in the trenches. We've all been on the struggle boat. Okay.
Aww.
I've had my passport stamped when I've gotten on that boat. Shit.
I've driven
the boat.
I've driven the settle boat. If we're going to be quite honest, I've driven it. But you know what? In this new decade called 30.
Come on. Talk about it.
A bitch. See, I'm stuttering because I'm new here. Haven't fully found my voice, but it's coming. You see how it came up? A bitch is walking in power. Period. Before I might not have been.
No.
I might have been more on the settling side.
Yeah.
But here in this new stage of life, ain't no more.
Ain't no more.
Yes, I can compromise. I'm here for you.
Oh, I'm good with compromise all day.
Because you know what? Compromise is necessary. A necessary component in healthy relationships.
That's the give and take.
Without any compromise, you're going to be between the same rock and a hard place as a settling, honestly, because mm-hmm. it's like, I can't even agree with nothing. Yeah. It's always your way or the highway.
And all relationships, whether it's platonic or romantic, all of them, you have compromise. You just got to choose your battles. You know what I mean?
Like, that's important.
Choosing the battle. So,
because you know. If you're always, the thing with choosing your battles is, if there's always opposition because you didn't want to choose a battle, some shit ain't even worth fighting over. It's like, okay, you want to go there? Fine. I'm sure it's something I can eat.
What do you want? A girl worth fighting for. That's Mulan.
Oh, but yeah. I'm like, girl, what?
And another thing to consider, girlfriends, is you shouldn't be the person always compromising. Then it's basically a settle. Turns into a settle, okay?
Right.
If you're constantly doing the compromise, you can't be like, well, relationships are compromise, but you're the only one compromising. That don't work.
It doesn't. So
that doesn't work.
When you're compromising, the goal, again, is to come to an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Mm-hmm. And when you're settling, you know you can do better, but you're accepting whatever you can get because sometimes you no longer have the energy to even put in the effort to get your desired result.
Or like, fight about whatever it is that you have to consistently compromise or settle about.
That's the thing, too. It's like, you know what? I'm not even going to ask you no more if you want to go because I know you're going to say no or it's going to cause a fight.
Period.
And when these type of relationships, they become so routine and mundane, and you usually end up staying in them because we've been together. It's like, okay, this is how he is. Even though that's not how you want him to be, it's like, this is how he is. Even though in my heart, I feel like I want you to come. And if you really loved me.
That's the worst.
Yes.
You ain't having to do the disclaimer. If you love me, put it into context. Yes. If you love me, no, it just don't work. Yeah. And a lot of times we do get comfortable in situations and relationships because we look at like, dang, I done been in this for 5 years. I done been in this for 6 years. But if it ain't right, we got to wake up and say, hey, it's not right. There has to come a point. And I know it's tough, girls. And I know it's tough.
Yes.
Tough. So.
We want it to be mutual. We want compromise to be mutual. And settling is one-sided.
Yeah. So also, sacrifice is often confused as compromise. But sacrifice means that one person is doing the heavy lifting and giving up things that are important to them or adjusting their values. Not here for the sacrifice. Me personally, I can't sacrifice everything I have to make somebody else happy or content. Because that's what it ends up being. One person ends up doing the full on ass out, gas out. And another person is just like,
Yeah, there will be no rest for the wicked.
No.
If I'm just doing the complete sacrifice. Because, you know, sacrifice, this really can lead to resentment. Mm-hmm. Because think about it. You're putting it all out there, all your shit on the line to make your significant other happy when you guys both should be doing the same thing. And that way nobody feels like they're lacking.
Yeah.
You're taking care of me. I'm taking care of you. We both feel like we're being taken care of. But with the sacrifice, that's not the case. And the way you can tell the difference between am I compromising or if I'm doing the total sacrifice is by asking yourself, okay. Do I have any room for my own desires, my own wants to do what I want to do? Or am I just completely adjusting to your values, your schedule, what you want to do?
Yes. Talk about it then.
No.
Talk about it.
That's when it becomes a sacrifice. It's like, okay.
And look, and say this also to yourself. If we woke up 10 years from now, am I going to be miserable?
Ooh, that's a scary part.
If you woke up though, like if the dynamic is the way it is, I mean, consider this. You already put in time, right? Mm-hmm. If time is your limiting factor or you're basically like nailing the coffin, like, yo, I've been in this for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it is, that is clearly your driving force to stay. So right. If time is a part of this equation, you've been in it, you'll stay in it. If you woke up 10 years from now, how are you going to feel? Are you going to feel fulfilled? Are you going to feel like, yes, this is the life that I'm leading. I'm happy. I'm content. Or are you going to feel like, fuck?
And you know, the scary part about that is most time our discontent may be like a very dull, quiet voice.
Yeah.
It might not be loud, yeah. Like, oh, you loud. It might just be like, I'm not like happy, but I mean, it's a relationship. Everything's not always peaches and cream. I mean, peaches I'm mostly happy. I'm mostly happy. You know, I'm not completely miserable. And then one day you might fucking wake up and be like, what have I been doing?
Another thing that I feel like we do, and this is just off now, it's just
because, you know, I can say that for sure. Like, I've been like, you know, I mean, this is what we're doing. It's okay. I mean, I'm good.
But to your point in saying that is that I feel like we look at all these other aspects of the relationship that might not be to hell. And that will justify the means of staying. Yeah. Like, well, this nigga ain't cheating on me. You know, we go out to dinner. We cool.
He's taking care of the home.
Or, you know, whatever that looks like for you. Whatever, yeah. Whatever, you know, there's just some other factors that aren't completely to shit. But the things that you really need to feel fulfilled aren't being taken care of.
Right.
Thus, you end up, you know, just kind of going with the flow.
That's when you might wake up the 10 years later and be like, damn.
Fuck have I been doing?
Right. What have I been doing all this time?
Yeah.
Scary.
It's scary. Tell your neighbor it's tight, but it's right.
It's tight, but it ain't right. It's too tight.
Well,
okay,
get
so
on
let's,
in there.
Let's talk about what settling looks like. Something that, again, familiar with.
Familiar spaces.
Full transparency. So when you're settling, this is a way you can, I guess, tell that you're settling. Mm-hmm. It's when you're compromising on the wrong thing. So a good way you can figure this out is if you let go of all the things that are important to you. Your values, your priorities, your goals. Things that
your dreams.
Before you even met this person, you were really like about.
Yeah, you
like
had it instance, instilled in you.
We were doing this podcast and I'm really passionate about it. I meet this man, all of a sudden, I can't do the podcast no more because I'm bending over backwards to help him do what he wanna do.
Yeah.
Or I'm all up under him when I know deep down in my heart, damn, I really love doing that podcast and I really wish that I can make more time to do that podcast. But because I'm bending and breaking for him, I can't.
Yeah, you're completely giving all, giving it the best that you got, baby. Once you're giving somebody else everything you have and there's not even a morsel left for yourself, tap the fuck in.
Because it's easy to do that too. Like, we meet these men or women, whatever your preference is.
Yeah. Get and, involved.
You know, we love them. We want to support them. We want to, like, you know, give rally them the best behind. That we got.
Yeah.
Literally. And then the next, and some people, they do the take.
Another thing is, though, we got
to. And never, don't allow you to, don't make space for you.
Insert the accountability episode here. The nigga's taking, but you're also giving. And that's the sad part. You know, us women, we're so gentle. We're so, you know, can be so fragile, so nurturing, so giving. That we will give gifts because it's our nature. It's like, we want to see you win, boo.
Right.
What can I do to support you in your endeavors and your dreams? And we naturally will pour out, you know, and we'll keep pouring out. And sometimes these men will keep coming back with their cup empty after they've drinking everything you've poured.
Yeah.
And keep drinking and then putting a cup out like, okay, refill. And they'll drink, refill, they'll drink, and it'll be an ongoing cycle. And you don't realize it because you're just being your good natured black woman
self.
Period. You know what I mean? And you'll keep giving. So accountability comes here. Take back your power. Take back everything the devil stole. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is your time. This is your moment to dial back in.
To become.
And also component of settling, what this looks like is a lack of magic in the relationship. Right? And we're not confusing magic with short-lived butterflies or this excitement or like, oh my God, girl, he's a new person that I just started dating. We're talking about like longevity. There's magic that you should feel when you're in a relationship with a person. The nigga should look at you like you're magic.
Yeah.
Period.
Everything that he does to and for you should feel, there should be an element of magic. It's what magic is like, a hardwired connection.
Yes. Come on, hardwired. Pull on my soul. Come on.
Stop.
You got me.
This is like a
hook in mouth.
Girl, this is a dynamic that's just completely inexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
That you just like, wow, this is my person.
Yeah.
I've never felt this before. Yes, there's ups and there's downs.
Ebbs and flows, of course.
Definitely. It's not always good. But
it shouldn't be just piss poor. Just to the hell,
that
to the pit.
And going back to that dull ache, like, okay, something's not. The little bit, the dull ache of discontent.
Yeah. The dull ache of discontent, I feel it, okay?
The women's intuition is usually what that is, that we ignore, that we silence, that we press down because we're like, you know what, Because,
yeah.
I mean, again, it is hard to find men out here, and we don't want to be alone, but still, that doesn't mean you don't have to have this magic component. You want this.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that has, this element is that little thing that has a little 70-year-old couples, 80-year-old couples
mm-hmm.
out there just looking like they just met. You know, when mm-hmm. they sit up and say, you know, I feel like we just met 2 days ago.
Oh.
So cute.
Yes.
You definitely want that because without that.
So bear in mind, you may be settling if your partner doesn't make you feel safe emotionally and physically. So if you feel like somebody could run up and get done up and it might be your nigga. Okay. Problem.
The act up and you get
smacked up. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay. Something we ain't here. And even emotionally, like I feel like my needs aren't being met. We're not even talking about the wants.
The needs.
Okay.
The needs vary.
Yeah. Needs are different for everybody. Your need may be.
Dates.
My need may be travel.
Yeah.
My need may be kicking it with my homies, like, or doing things together with other like-minded people.
Yes.
Those things that make you feel alive, because to be completely honest, we're all going through this life and this experience is what we make it. So just can't sit around doing nothing just going through life, literally just like day by day. The white man gig alone is enough.
I was just about to say, you know what? We already have to make a sacrifice with these white men gigs so that we can pay our bills. Yeah. Yes, we are working harder to try to make our black girl gig or black boy gig, whatever it is
you do,
your main shebang. But the reality is we have to clock into these white men gigs day in and day out and also deal with these adversities of the world. You think I want to sit up and fuck around and deal with you?
Exactly. There's also a mundane component to life. We get that. You know, there's a mundaneness of life, especially when you haven't broken away from the restrictive aspect of a corporate job or a 9-to-5 job. So if that's already your mundane.
Or just a job that you don't like.
Yes, because you might like your corporate job and we mention that all the time. Yes. You might love your 9-to-5, but doing something where you're just like, damn, I wish I could.
Yes.
The shackles off your feet so you can dance. If that part hasn't been accomplished yet and you still got to do some shit you don't want to do, then you can't be in something that you have an option to be in. You can't be in some optional shit and that be
struggling. Yeah.
I mean, because at the end of the day, we get to choose these people that we invest our time, our energy, our money, our resources into. And the same is back for us, you know, for them. They get to choose. You get to choose. So if you're choosing to be with this person, choose wisely.
Yes, you don't have to be there.
No.
You may also be settling if your partner hides you and doesn't introduce you to his friends or his world.
But I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding my world from my kid. Listen, the Drake vibe.
Listen, there's a very thin line between
privacy
and secrecy. I'm all for keeping some elements of the relationship to ourselves. Yes, I'm here for it. I'm really an advocate for private.
Same.
But I ain't going to be no secret. Hey, you have a girl. Like, you know, you post and everything else.
Come
hey,
on, come on.
I'm here. And outside of the posting in reference to social media, intermingling.
Give me the gas up.
Intermingling with friends and you're my girl. This is my girl. I want to be put on a pedestal. I want to be put on a pedestal. I'm just going to say I want to be put on a pedestal in public and in private to crown me. Where's my crown?
Crown the king.
I wanted to
crown the queens. Okay?
Crown the queen, Jesse.
Crown the queens.
We need to feel that throughout.
Yeah.
Public, private. So don't let nobody try to trick you.
These niggas damn near need to worship the ground you walk on straight up. Because if it ain't them, who is it going to be?
You know what?
Your homegirls ain't going to do it.
You know, we do gas each other. But
we
you know
do the
what?
Gas up, but girl, I'm not about to lay my jacket down for you to walk over.
I'm
that's something for you.
I'm not laying my jacket down. And also, you know, you give more to these men, starting with the kitty cat.
Let's go. Let's
did you see
go.
Solange dancing on.
Yeah, it's looking so cute.
Mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point is, your partner should be like, wow, reverencing his queen. Like, wow, my girl.
You
give
know,
me
he
the
can't
gas
even
up.
Contain it. He don't want to hide you because it's like, you know what? The world has to know. All I want to do is tell the world
about
her.
You. Okay. Gassed up, shoddy, said any by 40. That's my vibe.
Yeah. Yes.
Give me the gas up. Okay. That's necessary. Ain't nothing like getting gassed up by your nigga. You just be like,
You just walk different. You don't even need.
Once your nigga's gassing you up, you don't even care about the other people.
Don't even care.
Because the one I'm with is doing the gas up. That matters.
Period.
Also, you might be settling if your partner doesn't support you. Mm. So if you have business ventures, even work, support looks different again for everybody. Subjective, you know? It could be listening to your shitty day at your white man gig. Mm-hmm. Or listening to your really great day at your white man gig. Telling them about your endeavors and knowing they're going to show up and show out that they're offering a helping hand.
Yes.
Here's my hand to help. What can I do to assist you? How can I pray for you and these dreams and these goals?
That I want to see you win.
Come on. Insert win because by J Rock here.
When I win, we win.
Yes.
Win, 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 win. Fuck everybody else.
Win, 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 win. Quit talking that shit. Win, 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 win. Stop chasing that bitch. Win, 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 win. There's components to this winning thing, okay?
For real.
Gussie Pope.
Goodbye. Good night. Okay. So, lastly, you may be settling if your partner continually tries to change you. I wouldn't even be able to settle into this. Look, take me as I am.
Auntie Mary.
Take me as I am. If your partner is continually trying to change you, or even if you're continually trying to change them.
Or you're trying to change yourself to appease them. Because that's different.
You may be settling.
It's nothing like being completely wholly celebrated and taken by somebody, you know, accept it. Like, yo, I love you in all of this. Whatever this is that you got going on, I'm fucking with all of it.
Right.
I love them both equally.
Your quirks.
Yes.
I love your looks. I love your personality.
Your humor.
I love it all.
Yeah. There's nothing that I would change.
I even love when you get on my nerves.
Yes. Okay. But, 10 Things I Hate About You. Remember that movie?
Yes, I do. But you deserve to be loved and not be authentically yourself and not feel like you have to change because you can't do that forever.
Holy, holy, complete.
Holy, holy, holy,
okay.
Holy.
Take it there.
I know you weren't talking about that holy, but I have.
No, I'm here. You know, I'm here for it any day of the week, honey.
So, basically we don't want you all to settle. Yes, we do have to compromise sometimes. And sometimes you even have to make a slight sacrifice, but you do not have to make a total sacrifice to where you're always the one being dragged. You're always the one giving up everything. You're always the one bending over backwards. And in turn, you get nothing.
And in turn, you're just laying down taking it. Wow.
And you don't have to.
No.
You might have to be alone for a little bit.
No.
But you do not have to settle.
No, we're claiming.
Life is about choices. And although some of them may be hard to make, you have the power to make them.
And if you're struggling with deciding to get out of a relationship that you feel like you're settling in, take these words, queen.
What are the words?
The words are, remember, this is the only life you have. I don't know how many times I can say that, but this is it, y'all. This is it. We don't have shit. We don't know what's coming or going after this.
We don't.
We know, if you're a believer, we know what but I'm just taking it. Yeah, I'm taking it literal right now. Life,
but
death,
honestly,
living,
we don't know.
Dying.
Yes,
right. I mean, there's faith, but you catch with my drift.
Right.
My whole thing is that we only have this experience that we're having right now, this human experience on this earth. This is it, and you don't know when it's going to end. So don't go through life being miserable or settling or thinking that there's nobody out there who's like you, because you're going to meet somebody who's perfectly a mirror to you, but you're not going to be able to receive those things if you're holding on tight to some shit that you know ain't right.
Yeah, you have to clear and you have to allow, because you know what? You don't want to confuse the universe.
Come on.
Sending in mixed messages saying that you want more, but you're stuck in the situation where you know that you're settling.
Yeah.
You won't be blessed. So.
You have this life. That's it.
That's it. That's all we have. So.
That, if that doesn't put it into perspective for you, I don't know what will. But you don't got to go out like that.
And it takes a while sometimes.
It does.
To gain your footing.
It does.
It can
feed on solid ground.
It takes some people a couple months, some days, some hours, and some years.
Some years.
For being quite honest.
Oh, cut, huh?
And, but you know what? Knock me down 9 times, but I stand up 10.
Okay, Rome wasn't built in a day,
and once
honey,
you do the full stand up.
Honey.
We ain't sitting back down.
That's it. Then we up. Ass get the wiggling, motherfucking jiggling. Then it's on like popcorn. And you know what? The Lord is still on the throne.
Yeah.
Period. He's still in the blessing
He's
business.
Still on the throne, and I'm still standing.
I'm still standing. Standing.
Shout out to Monica.
Yeah. Okay. So now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So our gem this week is the Glossier Stretch Concealer.
Oh, yeah.
You girls know we live for the Glossier brand.
Love.
There's just so many great things from this brand. We have skincare. We have makeup. What else?
That's it. Skincare and makeup.
Okay. But there's components of it. There's levels to this shit. So the stretch concealer is undetectable and it's flexible coverage. So this concealer is inspired by your skin. This is a buildable formula which covers everything from dark circles to blemishes and redness. And it also has this component of dewiness, of glow. It's literally like seamless.
It's seamless.
So it's essentially an adaptable mineral pigments that blend into your skin for a natural looking coverage. It has elastic micro waxes that move with your face instead of caking on top of it. So it comes in 12 shades. They're developed to enhance, brighten, and most importantly, disappear into a wide range of skin tones. So you might initially think like, this might be a little too red or a little too yellow, but it literally like takes the shade of your skin.
It does.
And they've really expanded on these colors.
They did. They recently extended their color range and it's something for every mommy.
Yes.
Whatever end of the spectrum you're on, there's something there for you. I'm in color G2 in Germany. What color? I'm G2, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm G2. And you're G4?
G4.
So if you know, we're in spring. We're officially in spring. Summer's next. And we want to look glowy.
Mm-hmm. Fresh.
Glowy, fresh, you know, perfect or not perfect, but, you know, just
nice complexion, even tone. Even skin.
And this is a perfect formula for that.
Yeah. It also has some avocado and jojoba oil in it, so it's nourishing for your skin. It prevents water loss. There's some cocoa butter, so there's a natural fat full of all the good stuff that promotes skin elasticity and suppleness.
I love that you can put it on with your fingers.
I love that. Literally just a quick warm up and then ta.
Anything I can put on with my hands is good for me.
Yeah. And a good thing you can do is apply it all over your face, kind of like over your blemishes. Or mind you, girls, this isn't for someone who likes the full.
Yeah, if you want more of a glam beat, then you probably wouldn't like this product. This is more of like a natural, just a smooth finish look.
The no makeup makeup.
And that's what Glossier is. Like, no makeup makeup. It's very light. Also very easy to apply.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can also probably put this under a foundation.
Yeah.
Too, if you would like, but it just works great on its own.
Yeah, we love it. Also, it claims to be hypoallergenic. It's non-comedogenic, so it won't clog your pores and give you any breakouts. It's paraben-free, it's fragrance-free, and more importantly, it's cruelty-free.
Yes, so Glossier.com. We'll put that down in the show notes. If you have a store near you, they're having a Miami pop-up right now if you're in Miami, mommy.
Cute.
But they also have one in Los Angeles, and then they have a storefront in NYC.
Yeah, and feel free to order online, too, because it's free. It's easy. Returns. Also, girls, this is only $18.
And a little goes a long way. This probably will last me for a year.
In a jar. Longer than that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. So tap in. Hopefully, you girls love it. And let us know what you think.
All right. So,
yeah.
Next, we have our girlfriend gag segment. Our girlfriend gag is where you, our homegirl listener, sends your questions, your comments, your concerns, and we gag about them here on the show. Mm-hmm. So you can always email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com if you have something you would like us to chime in on, or you can DM us also on Instagram if you like. So today, girlfriend's gag comes from an email. Says, "Hi, big sisters. I'm turning 25 in July and I'm in a tough position. My best friend and I typically celebrate our birthdays together since our birthdays are 4 days apart. This year, we decided to take a birthday trip to Miami." What happened to her?
You got it, girl.
The shit messed up. Oh. "This year, we decided to take a birthday trip to Miami. We booked our flights in our room. Mind you, we have insurance on the flights. And we're basically ready to go. I recently started talking to my ex-BF and things are going really well. He's the one that got away. We dated a few years back but broke up. Now he has all his shit together and this time feels way better. The issue is he now wants to take me on a birthday trip out of the country to Bali." "I've never gone out of the country and this would be so much fun. I'm struggling with deciding which trip to go on. I need to come to a conclusion soon. Of course, I feel bad for my girlfriend, but it's also my birthday and I'd much rather be in Bali than Miami. What do you girls think?" Tough. It sounds like you don't want to go because you're talking about the insurance was purchased.
Right.
This you know, whenever you say that, back. Like, you know, we have, mind you, we have insurance on the flights. It's like the money can be
reimbursed.
But you know,
honestly, you've already made a commitment to your homegirl. Like, it's nice that you gotten back in good graces with your bae.
Ex, right.
But at this point, shit, he's come back in and you already have plans set. See, this is the thing. We can't let these niggas come and stir our shit up. Flip our worlds upside down. Seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you already have plans booked with your girl. So either you guys have to go at a later date if you can schedule something sooner. I mean, you say your birthday's in July, so probably can't go much sooner.
My thing is, as soon as he mentioned the Bali trip, I would have been, and he said the dates, I would have been like, oh, I'm already going to Miami with the homegirl, but can we go like a couple weeks before or after? You know, is that possible? Because we made plans. I have prior commitments.
Yeah.
I can see if maybe we were just talking about it and nothing was set in stone, but I mean, we're apparently booked and busy. I'm sure days have been taken off from work. And
And also, even though it's your birthday and you want to be in Bali, it's also not fair because it's her birthday and you guys have scheduled for Miami. So now what is she supposed to do for her birthday because you're going to be going to Bali? Like, no.
Honestly, I would be salty. Yeah, I would be pissed. I would be like, okay, bitch. Okay, this is
ocean,
what we're doing.
Okay? On a level from
salty.
Chip.
Salty AF.
To ocean, I would be ocean. Salty.
Big salty.
Okay? No. There's no way. I would be like, girl, now we got to fight. And I don't even want to do that with you.
Yeah, we would never plan another trip again.
The nuck if you bug vibe.
We would just never plan another trip again because I would be like, I see what you want. If something comes up, you're just going to be a... Now, I can get if something real serious came up and it's like, you know, girl, I can't go. But you made a choice.
If I looked up and you canceled on me and showed up in another country.
Sick.
In Bali.
Sicko mode.
No longer friends. Yeah, you don't value me. You don't honor me.
You don't.
There's no way. Uh-uh, girl. So
that's the compromise versus settling.
Yeah. Our suggestion is to book the trip for him with him later.
Yes.
And
I mean, hopefully he's
still around.
Understandable. Yeah. And also still around.
And go on the trip with your girlfriend because it's both of you guys' birthday. This is a pretty big birthday. 25 years old. You need to celebrate it amongst people who've been with you in the trenches. in the thick of things. He's just come back around.
The gang.
Gang. And maybe you guys can go in just a couple months, or maybe you can go next year. Next year will come. And then, you know, I don't know if you guys are considering weather and all that. You
Give
know,
it
little,
the test of time. Let's see if you're going to still be around next year.
Yeah, don't let him get you jumping up and down just off the rip.
The jumping. Ladies leave your man at home. The ladies leave your man at home.
The cup is full of ballas and their pockets full of
balls.
And all your fellas and your girlfriends.
So yeah, I would go on the trip with the girlfriend.
Straight up.
And tell bae we can go at another time.
Yeah. That's that gang.
Hope the offer still stands.
Still standing.
Okay. So
standing.
We've reached the end of the road here.
Although we
hopefully
come.
This episode is helpful for you. If you had any confusion on the difference between compromise versus settling, hopefully we provided some clarity for you.
And, you feel it. You know what Auntie Oprah said?
What'd she say?
You know the answers when you're walking in your truth.
She did say that.
You know your answers. If you know. When you know.
Yeah.
Period. So, yeah, that's it for this week.
Let us know how you feel about this episode. Share it, comment, like it, all that. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Love you. I like to hear.